Whether you're shopping for grads, getting an early gift for dad, or just looking for a little something new or used for your shelf, you'll find it at HPB. And you'll get almost everything for an extra 20% off during the big sale at Half Price Books this Memorial Day weekend. Saturday, May 25th through Monday, May 27th, save big in-store at your local Half Price Books and at HPB.com. Offer cannot be combined with other coupons. Exclusions apply. To learn more, visit HPB.com.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
The South Dakota Stories, Volume 5. South Dakota seemed like the perfect place to unplug. But I ended up connecting to the world around me. A world where each sunset was painted. Where I felt adventures pulse with every step. And where cold water trickling, pine swaying, and grunting bison became my favorite soundtracks. I just wish I didn't have to leave. There's so much South Dakota, so little time.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley. For the love of home.
Old Fashioned Football, the Sports Gambling Podcast Network, is brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. Play their fantasy pick'em for a chance to win 100x in NBA, MLB, MMA, NHL, golf, and more. Plus, sign up today at UnderdogFantasy.com using promo code OFFSGPN to get a 100% deposit match. We're also brought to you by NYRA Bets. Sign up today for a $25 free bet and $200 deposit with promo code SGPN25. Just go to NYRABets.com/SGPN25.
Hey, what's up? This is Sam Acho, and you're listening to Old Fashioned Football.
Old Fashioned Football.
Make this deal right now, you pancake eating mother.
All right, deal.
Old Fashioned Football.
Welcome to Old Fashioned Football. A little technical difficulties. Apparently the computer decided not to play sound, but that's okay. We don't need sound as long as you have it. If you're wondering who you're listening to, this is J-Mark. You can find me on the X at J-Mark Football. And who is us? That's at Old Fashioned FB. Before I keep going, I feel like she's been gone forever. She probably feels like she's been gone forever. I got to introduce my co-host on the pod and in life. You can find her on the X at the Mer. Mark, Mer, how you doing today?
Doing great. It's good to be back. A little bittersweet. I really miss the ocean, but
Do you miss the ocean more or less than you missed me? I think that's the real question here. How do I compare to the ocean? Hesitation.
Plead the fifth.
No, oh no!
Kidding. I missed you.
Shout out to the chat, Jamie Pirog. What's up? Made it for the live. What's up? We chatted briefly on the Fantasy and Frames the other day. Thanks for making the show. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Fortune says I was probably painting my fingernails just like the Bears' newest quarterback. I was not painting my fingernails. I promise.
Just show everybody.
All right. Okay. See, they're not painted. They've been painted in the past, but I feel like that was more emo days. I didn't paint my nails actually all that much. It was more of the guy liner days.
I've never known you. I've never ever seen you with painted fingers.
I think they've been painted once or twice black, but that was about it. That was too much for me. The guy liner was fine, but I drew the line at the nails. We're going to be going over kind of some of the, I know you didn't like the term winners and losers. You don't like calling people it's losers.
Just, it's not that. It just sounds, it's just odd to me. And I realize we've done this before and it's how ESPN NFL does it, but it's just weird to me. Anyway.
Jamie's saying I probably smell better than the ocean. I don't know about that. Maybe. You do love the ocean smell.
Oh, the
though,
air.
Like the air.
Yeah. I'm breathing in this ocean air for 8 days straight, which is amazing.
Welcome and, back like, to sleeping, Iowa air.
Sleeping with the windows open, just hearing the sound of the ocean. Yeah.
And Nick saying he has seen it, them painted black. So Nick has seen them. You have not. He will
Nick
hold that over
me.
You. Nick does predate you. losers is probably harsh, but more like guys that have taken a stock down type effect from the draft. You know, they're going to miss out on some targets or they have more competition.
Have a worse fantasy outlook than had they landed somewhere else.
Yeah. Yeah. So maybe they're not losers, but they aren't winners.
before we jump into that, I do have two stories.
You have two stories. Yes. Real quick. Before you get into your story, because I know this is going to be a long rant.
I do have a rant.
I just want to let you know that playoffs, that's right. Make sure to tune in all week to the NBA and Hockey Gambling Podcast for episodes to get you locked in for exciting playoff action. Plus, it's Derby Week on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. Tune in as the guys get you ready for the most exciting 2 minutes in sports. That just sounds like there's some bad college bedroom joke there. The most exciting 2 minutes. But anyways, now I will turn it back to you.
Yes.
I will sip on my old fashioned because this may take a while.
Well, maybe we should tell everybody what we're drinking today.
Oh, yeah. What are we drinking today?
We are drinking Willett Rye from their family estate.
Yes.
So we've tried the Willett pot still bourbon on the show a long time ago.
Yeah.
Sometime last year.
Yeah. Episode 67, I believe, to be specific.
Yes. There you go. Look at that. but yeah, I haven't even taken a drink. You made the old fashions today.
Yeah. Hopefully they're all right. Yeah, I'm excited to try this. This is a bottle.
A unique flavor.
This is a bottle you've wanted to try for a while.
You made this like just basic, like you didn't do anything fancy to this old fashioned.
Same way I make
them. Okay.
Always.
Well, this has
I try
a
to
unique
stick to
flavor.
That. Yeah.
So that rye stands out for sure.
Yeah.
Okay, so two stories. First, I have to apologize to somebody. I don't know who I'm apologizing to. We had a layover in the Denver airport. And, you know, like in the middle of their terminals, they have, I don't know what the correct term
moving
is.
Moving sidewalks.
Okay, moving sidewalks. I call them walking escalators, but technically doesn't an escalator like go up? Anyway.
It does not escalate you.
No, but it escalates forward.
It's a moving
sidewalk. So my mom and my sister walk in front of me. And then they turn around and they look at me and they're like, well, who is that? I was like, what? And they're like, that guy who was waving at you. Like, he was definitely waving at you. And I was like, well, I don't know. I'm like space case over here. I must have just been
Miranda's
thinking.
Secret boyfriend waving at her.
And they couldn't describe him. They couldn't tell me anything. So I could try to figure out who he was. Or maybe he's just somebody who thought he knew me. Like, who thought I was somebody.
Well, this
knew.
Was in Denver.
I have a lot of, so here's the
you
thing.
You have a lot of coworkers.
And Denver's like a hub. So somebody I knew from one of our clients? Was it somebody from work? Was it a friend who was traveling at the same time? Was it, I don't know who
I can't
this guy
you
was.
Snubbed somebody.
And I hated that. And I thought about it like after I was like, oh my gosh, somebody thinks I was rude to them. Or somebody either knows me and thinks I was rude to them or somebody thinks they know me and I was rude to them. Like, you know, maybe they thought I was somebody
right.
else.
Right. Sure.
And like we turned around, but he was already like he was gone. Like I was just like, oh great.
I'm hoping it was your boss's boss's boss.
I don't think there was any work travel though.
Oh, okay.
So I don't think it was somebody from work. But yeah, anyways, I owe an apology to somebody because I was spacing off and didn't see somebody waving at me. There was nobody else on the walking sidewalks.
Assuming they weren't a mute, you owe them a half apology because if they actually knew you, they could have shouted your name out or something. I'm just saying.
Well, and I thought if they knew me, I would have had a text or something. Yeah. So I don't think it was somebody. I think it's more likely somebody thought they knew me.
Yeah.
So anyway, first, that's the first thing. The second thing is United Airlines. I have never had as a worse experience traveling with delays with like United Airlines stole our first entire day a vacation.
Yes, pardon my French, but this is a fuck United Airlines podcast until further notice.
Basically, and I have to preface this with my mom the night before our trip.
You have to what?
Preface. Shut up, Justin. This is my rant. Stay out of it. Okay. I have to preface this with my mom worrying about the length of our layover in Denver. We had a 45-minute layover when I booked this, and I don't know how many times I've gone through Denver in the last 10 years, either going to Denver, I guess wouldn't matter if I'm going to Denver, but it's the hub around
us. Yeah, we fly through Denver a lot.
All the time.
Yeah.
Never have had issues with delays. I can understand a weather delay. That's, it's understandable. So she was worried, only 45 minutes. Well, the night before, our arrival time changed for whatever reason. No idea why, but it shortened our layover time to 40 minutes. Still not a big deal. United has its own
area.
Terminal.
Yeah.
At the Denver airport. So I feel like even if you got in at one end and your gate was at the other end, in 40 minutes, you can definitely get over to it. No problem. We get to the Des Moines airport at 4:15 in the morning. And we're there. We're supposed to leave at 6 a.m., board at 5:20. It is 10 minutes to 6, and we still have not boarded. And they have not delayed our flight. And we're, the crew is there, the pilot. We watch the pilot and the crew go on.
We've all seen people move. 10 minutes is not enough time.
No, it's not. And I'm like, okay, we're clearly delayed. And so that 40-minute layover is starting to get a little bit, we're getting a little anxious about it. And it's 6 a.m., the time we're supposed to leave. And the pilot comes off the plane and he speaks to everybody saying that there are some technical issues. We're not leaving yet. But we are going to get everybody boarded. We are moving on with our checklist. So we start boarding and our new leaving time, it's 6 a.m. We're going to leave at 6:20. So everybody's like, get on this plane. Let's go. We're on the plane and we are sitting on the plane and we have not left. 6:20 passes. And then I get the text from United that our new departure time is 6:50. So on their pre-flight checklist, they failed something for a technical issue, an error. They had to get it. They were making repairs. That's what delayed us initially. They continued with their pre-flight checklist and something else flagged. And it was their communications, their phone system. Not all the lines were working. So they had to do paperwork to not repair it so that we could leave, and the paperwork had to get approved and everything. So they're explaining all of this to us. We leave, we get this entire flight. I don't know if anyone's final destination. No, I take that back. There Ooh, were
don't say final destination when you're talking about
final destination.
I've seen that movie too many times.
The majority of the plane had I think 50 to 60 people on this plane. It was a smaller plane, it was 2 and 2. Mm-hmm. Down the aisle. So anyway, over 50 to 60 people had connecting flights, and most of us were missing those. We are connecting flight left at 7:45 from Denver to Portland, and we got in at basically we were off the plane at 7:40. We get into gate 53, our gate that our plane was leaving on. Was gate 7.
All I can think of is the night before you telling your mom, it won't be a problem. Everything's close.
Well, and the thing is that they were telling people, oh, well, I would assume, I get it. We're late, but we weren't the only three people going to Portland. There were three other people, six people in total from this plane were supposed to be on the plane going to Portland.
Just real, I'm going to interject real quick. It's crazy because my parents had a similar situation and they put some notes in the system so that the plane knew, wow, what a wonder you can communicate. And the plane waited for them.
And it's not like Portland is a stop, where you have a connecting flight from there.
That's the destination.
Yes. Yeah. And we ran though. We ran across the terminal and we got to our gate at 7:46 and we see our plane just pulling off. And we're like, are you kidding me? it's done. And I get, had we made it, our luggage wouldn't have made it. I get that. True. So it still would have caused delays. So fine. We didn't make it. United rebooks us on an 11:30 a.m. flight to Portland. we go back across the terminal because it's at the other end. And we're at the gate, and then we have a gate change. So we go to the other gate and we're there, and then there's a delay due to an operational issue that would require a different aircraft. So the plane they were going to put us on is out of business, out of service. It's done. So we get delayed to 12:40. So an hour and 10 minute delay. And then we get another gate change. So like they're moving us around, and we see the other, so it's us three. And then the other three people who are on the flight with us, they were rebooked on the same plane. But I think that three of them were on the standby list. So when they were rebooking, you have to check in and then choose a seat.
Mm-hmm.
And I did that right away. And there were only three seats to select that were available on this new plane. I don't know. But we know that people ended up not making it to Portland.
Quick. Yes, we are going to tell this story every podcast until they either make it right or
maybe
change
not this
it,
whole story.
But, or change it to Old Fashioned Football Airlines.
So maybe, after this gate change, the plane that we're getting on had to deboard. And they just say, like, over the thing, we're just, let's just say we're going to leave at one. That is what they said. They didn't, there's no official delay. They're like, let's just say we're leaving at one instead of 12:40.
Jamie bringing up a good point. Maybe there were snakes on the plane.
I don't want to get on a plane with snakes, but I also didn't want to miss our, we had plans. Like,
yeah.
It derailed us so much. Like,
you basically changed. Missed the whole first day.
We missed
day
the
of
whole
your
first
vacation.
Day. We were supposed to get in. Like, that plane did leave at one, and we got to Portland and off of the plane, baggage claim, and our car by like 5 p.m. We then had a 3-hour drive to our Airbnb.
Yeah.
So we were supposed to get in at like 9 a.m. We get in at 5 and we get to our place at 8. That whole first day was gone. It was dark when we got to our Airbnb.
And ironically, it was you said the only sunny day.
It was the only sunny day in Yaha.
Yeah.
So great.
Thanks, United.
It rained the rest of the time that we were in Yahats. So then fast forward to Wednesday this week when we're coming home. We make the 2-hour drive from where we were staying at that time to Portland. We get there at 1:50 for our 4:15 p.m. flight. We drop off the rental. We head to the kiosk where you get your like luggage tags.
Yeah,
because we had check bags. And so we scan our boarding pass. I scan the boarding pass to get this for us. And a message pops up on the screen that our flight was delayed until 6:30 p.m. Our connecting flight in Denver, because we're going back through Denver, left at 8:55 p.m. So with the time difference and a 2.5-hour flight, we automatically missed our connecting flight.
Yeah.
So we go up to the desk because the kiosk wanted us to like start looking for other flights. I'm just like, no, somebody's going to fix this for me. We go up to the counter and we were given two options. And during this whole time, I kept getting the United text messages. It was then delayed till 7:30 and then delayed again. And it was because the United flight from Denver to Portland that we were going to take back to Denver at 4:15 p.m. wasn't working.
Yeah.
It was another like plane malfunction. Out of service. So it couldn't even, that whole flight of people didn't even get to go to Portland that day. So we were given an option one, fly to Denver at 7 a.m. the next morning and get to Des Moines at 5:30 p.m. on Thursday night. Or two, take the red eye at 11:50 a.m. that goes to Chicago, get into Chicago at 5:36 in the morning, and then get on a flight to Des Moines to get in at like 10:37. We took the red eye because I did not want to deal with, you know, finding a hotel, like all that stuff. Yeah. But we already didn't have a rental. And because we weren't within 4 hours of the red eye, because it is it's after 2 p.m. now.
Yeah.
They said, well, you can't check in a bag until 4 hours before the flight. So we couldn't check our bags until 8 o'clock that night. And we couldn't, well, it's not like we're going to take Ubers all over Portland and we're not going to sit. I don't know if those of you have been in the Portland airport. Before you go through security, there's like nothing there. It's like under construction at the like different ticketing counters. And we're not going to sit for, I can't even, what math is that? 10 hours? We're not going to sit for 10 hours.
A long time. The answer is a long time.
10 hours. So we rented a car because they wouldn't let us check our luggage. so that we had somewhere for our luggage to be during the day. And they gave us they did give us a meal voucher, but it didn't work at the place they said we could use it at. There was that. And it was just, it was a mess. And we got no sleep. We took the red eye. It was really weird going from a place where it's midnight and then in 3 hours, it's like 5:30 in the morning and sunny in Chicago. But yeah, so it delayed us getting home. That messes with people's PTO, not being able to make work on Thursday. It was just a mess.
It was a mess. And I feel like I jinxed it because I had talked to my boss earlier that day. Mm-hmm. And we were just having a conversation. And he was like, how's Miranda doing? And I said, well, I haven't seen her in like 7 days. So I'm excited for her to be home tonight. And then you did not get home that night.
No.
It's like I jinxed it. Jamie pointing out, did you know Portland's name was decided on a coin flip? I did not know that. Mm-hmm. I did know that they were nicknamed the City of Roses. And that we've had Rose City Distilling on our podcast. Mm-hmm. But I did not know about the name. Anyways, fuck United.
It was bad. I will be writing to them just because it really, like, going out there, we were kind of bummed. Like, our first day plans obviously couldn't happen. Sure. It's like, okay, we're on vacation. We're going to make the most of it. Getting home and having all that happen because of plane malfunctions. It's not because of weather. It's not because of something that airlines like can't help. What is wrong with United's planes? And it's specifically like in Denver.
Is not that all, you want to fly on a broken plane, obviously, yes. But you do want to get on your flight. Mm-hmm. Hopefully we're not freezing for you guys because my computer is freezing up a little bit. And that's not good because I don't know what. Just yesterday is when I think I did the UFL gambling podcast, mm-hmm. and it completely shut down mid-podcast during that.
We need to upgrade our equipment. We don't want to be like United.
Right, exactly. So hopefully we don't pull a United on all of you. But yeah, moral of the story, United needs to make mm-hmm. it right. Before we talk about fantasy football, because we aren't just going to talk United, I got to let you know that Bet the Run for the Roses with NYRA Bets. Score big on the Kentucky Derby with a double dose of rewards. Sign up today for a $25 free bet and a $200 deposit bonus with promo code SGPN25. Join now to claim your $25 free bet and $200 deposit bonus at nyrabets.com/SGPN25. That's a lot of bonuses. Plus, do you need more? Bet Kentucky Oaks Day with a $30 bonus. Opt in and bet at least $150 each on the Belmont at the Big A and Churchill Downs, $30 win or lose. And the Triple Crown is here. Opt in and bet at least $25 on Kentucky Derby and Preakness Stakes and get a $10 bonus on Belmont Stakes Day, win or lose. If you don't know how to bet, I mean, we have a gambling podcast that's all circulating around these horses. The Wolf of Oaklawn is amazing at it. NYRA Bets has everything you need to bet the fastest 2 minutes in sports with confidence. Which I had happens in the fastest 2 minutes. For expert picks, betting insights, promotions, and more, visit nyrabets.com. Catch all the Triple Crown action on America's Day at the races. Join now to claim your $25 free bet and $200 deposit at nyrabets.com/SGPN25.
Whether you're shopping for grads, getting an early gift for dad, or just looking for a little something new or used for your shelf, you'll find it at HPB. And you'll get almost everything for an extra 20% off during the big sale at Half Price Books this Memorial Day weekend. Saturday, May 25th through Monday, May 27th, save big in-store at your local Half Price Books and at HPB.com. Offer cannot be combined with other coupons. Exclusions apply. To learn more, visit HPB.com.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
The South Dakota Stories, Volume 5. South Dakota seemed like the perfect place to unplug. But I ended up connecting to the world around me. A world where each sunset was painted. Where I felt adventures pulse with every step. And where cold water trickling, pine swaying, and grunting bison became my favorite soundtracks. I just wish I didn't have to leave. There's so much South Dakota. So little time.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Okay. I'm sorry. Did I trip you up there?
A little bit, Justin.
Sorry about that. should we talk about some winners and losers?
Let's do it.
I think we start right at the quarterbacks. Mm-hmm. I don't think we have to spend a lot of time on these guys because I think everybody can kind of guess who the winner is, who the loser is, and all that stuff. So let's just start with the winners.
Yeah, let's do it. I'm going to kick us off with quarterbacks, and I'm going to
go ahead.
What? Nothing. You're like holding up your finger. You're like, you have something.
What's up, brothers? No, go ahead.
What is wrong with you? I don't know. Okay. I'm going to, Caleb Williams is who I'm talking about.
I knew that's who you're going to talk about. So I was doing his bear claw.
Oh, you were getting ready for the claw?
He invented, apparently.
Oh, my goodness.
100 well, some years of Chicago Bears, and nobody has thought to really do this. Mm-hmm. And he takes one picture day one, and now it's going viral. Anyways.
All right. Well, Caleb Williams, he has a ton of weapons landing at the Bears with DJ Moore, Keenan Allen, Rome Adunze, Cole Kmet. And he's taking over, obviously, from Justin Fields, who finished as QB18 last year. I mean, I feel like he's got a good opportunity on this offense all of those weapons to prove himself, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, he's set up for success, mm-hmm. 100%. Hopefully he's not a bust. Jaden Daniels, another guy that's a winner. He got drafted to the Commanders, and he's going to be the unquestioned starter on a team that has Terry McLaurin, Jahan Dotson, Zach Ertz, Ben Sinnott, that I mm-hmm. think is going to be a pretty decent tight end. Plus, he can run very well. And he takes over for a guy, Sam Howell, who just finished QB12, which is pretty good fantasy football-wise, obviously. Super flex league, that's a top guy. We keep freezing. So hopefully we're not freezing for you guys because our computer keeps freezing. Go on.
All right.
Sorry.
I've got Drake May as a winner. I know I'm going to hear about this. I'm already preparing for it. Not because I'm wrong. he is their unquestioned starter. The Patriots drafted him two different young receivers to learn and grow with. And according to SGPN's Cody Zeeb of the NASCAR Gambling Podcast, just quick shout out to Cody and Rod. Drake May has a ceiling of Josh Allen.
Yeah.
Not right away, but maybe in a couple years. This is good for me because I just drafted Drake May in one of our rookie drafts and immediately got a lecture from Cody Zeeb about not trashing his Patriots.
Because we do have a little bit of a record for trashing them the past several episodes, but no, I traded up mm-hmm. to get him in a league because I desperately needed quarterback help, and he was the best option. I liked him better than, say, like a J.J. McCarthy. Mm-hmm. So I'm actually in that league rolling into it. This was an orphan team I took over last year that was in shambles, but I'm rolling into it with my quarterbacks as Drake May and Aaron Rodgers, which it's a little rough, but it is what it is, I guess.
A little bit.
Winners, the Raiders quarterbacks, whether it's going to be Aiden O'Connell or Gardner Minshew. I mean, I think if you look at their mustaches, Gardner Minshew's winning this job. But they didn't draft a quarterback when everybody thought they were going to. Mm-hmm. So they're going to roll with one of them as the starter. So, I mean, that's a win.
Yeah. And I've got to talk about Bo Nix. A lot of people think he's going to flop. I get that the Broncos have had some tough times, but this is the guy that Sean Payton has now selected to try and shape him into his next Drew Brees. I'm not saying by any means that he's going to have the success that Drew Brees had.
That's big shoes to fill.
It is pretty big
shoes to fill. As little as Drew Brees was, those are big shoes to fill.
But I do think that Bo Nix is going to do better than what people are giving him credit for.
Yeah.
He's taking over for Russell Wilson, who, believe it or not, finished his QB14 last year. And I feel like as long as he wins the QB battle against Jarrett Stidham and Zach Wilson, that, you know, he's going to do well here.
Which I think he will, even if it's not week one. Mm-hmm. Sometime this year, you're going to see Bo Nix take snaps, in my opinion. also got to remember, he was, as far as percentage wise, the most accurate quarterback that was drafted. So there's that as well. Let's talk about, I know you don't like to call them losers, but maybe some guys who
could have landed better.
And that starts with Michael Penix. We heard Colby Dant. We had Colby Dant on the show. Mm-hmm. Big time college football guy. He had such high hopes for Penix, depending where he landed at, though. Well, in a huge surprise move, it was like probably the biggest surprise of the draft, actually. And he landed on the Falcons. When we were doing the draft reaction, it was RD, Nick, and myself. And we were like, wait mm-hmm. a minute. What?
Yeah.
Like, what? Michael Penix?
They just paid Kirk Cousins $100 million guaranteed money.
Yeah. And by the time that contract is up, now all that money is in the next 2 years. So after 2 years, they can wipe their hands of Kirk Cousins if they want. But if they keep him around for his entire contract, Penix is going to be like 28 years old. Like, that's an older quarterback to start your career.
Yeah. Yeah. And I guess speaking of the Falcons, not drafted, but Kirk Cousins, I feel like comes out as a loser from this draft. Like, because they went to him during the free agency. They used the 8th pick in the draft. Sorry.
You're right over there?
No.
She's getting so choked up over Kirk Cousins.
So they used the 8th pick in the draft for Penix. And to me, that shows me that the Falcons aren't fully committed to Kirk Cousins beyond his contract.
Right.
A year, you know?
I agree. And I get that you're choked up for him. But
I do like me some Kirk Cousins.
I know he's a nice guy, but he's also made $400 million in his career. He's pretty set.
Hopefully
he's fine.
He made some good financial decisions.
He dresses like he shops at Kohl's, so I'm sure he's spent his money well and saved a lot of it. The last guy I was going to talk about, Sam Darnold. I felt like he could have had some sneaky fantasy football value for the Vikings, especially if you look at his receiving core. Mm-hmm. But they traded up to draft J.J. McCarthy. And you got to expect that trading up, giving up what they did, they're going to want to use him sooner rather than later. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if Sam Darnold even gets a full year to run this offense. I think this is McCarthy's job to lose now, unfortunately. Jamie's saying, I sold Minshew for a second to draft Roman Wilson. Not sure Minshew will be the starter. I like that move, actually. I think Roman Wilson had a great landing spot. We're going to talk about him in a little bit. But before we do, we've got to let you know about one more sponsor here, Miranda. Where can somebody go play some fantasy right now?
You can do that over on Underdog Fantasy. The NBA playoffs are here, and our sponsor, Underdog Fantasy, wants to make it a lot more interesting. Underdog Fantasy is the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Playing their pick 'em game is as simple as selecting higher or lower on a player stats like points, rebounds, assists, and so much more. Make entries of all basketball or mix and match across your favorite sports. You can win up to 100 times your money, and it's a ton of fun. Underdog is available in over 30 states, including California, Texas, and even Canada.
And, you know, they're great. And we're talking rookies. These are two pick'em plays that I love right now. Caleb Williams, higher than 23.5 passing touchdowns. Jaden Daniels, higher than 19.5 passing touchdowns. And they have UFL. You have trouble finding any UFL type of things. Underdog's got it. And new customers get a pick 'em special in the lobby when they sign up using our promo code. Today, you could get Nikola Jokic, the Joker, over half a point. I think he'll hit that. Tomorrow, it's Anthony Edwards, over half a point. I think he'll get that. You're going to get one of those pick 'em specials when you join using our promo code, and they're going to have a ton of different promos, cash drops, specials, giveaways, much more throughout the playoffs. So make sure to follow at Underdog Picks on Twitter to keep an eye out. They're available in 30-plus states, including California, Texas, and Canada. They just launched Champions, their player-versus-player format in Florida. Just sign up with code OFFSGPN, and Underdog will double your first deposit up to $100. That's Underdog Fantasy promo code OFFSGPN.
Whether you're shopping for grads, getting an early gift for dad, or just looking for a little something new or used for your shelf, you'll find it at HPB. And you'll get almost everything for an extra 20% off during the big sale at Half Price Books this Memorial Day weekend. Saturday, May 25th through Monday, May 27th, save big in-store at your local Half Price Books and at HPB.com. Offer cannot be combined with other coupons. Exclusions apply. To learn more, visit HPB.com.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
The South Dakota Stories, Volume 5. South Dakota seemed like the perfect place to unplug. But I ended up connecting to the world around me. A world where each sunset was painted. Where I felt adventures pulse with every step. And where cold water trickling, pine swaying, and grunting bison became my favorite soundtracks. I just wish I didn't have to leave. There's so much South Dakota. So little time.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
All right, let's talk about some running backs, which, yeah.
I mean, we mentioned that the draft class for running backs wasn't super strong, but still plenty were drafted. So just like we did for quarterbacks, let's take a look at some of the winners and losers for our running backs. And I'm going to start with Jonathan Brooks. He got drafted to the Panthers, who struggled to find good production out of their free agent, Miles Sanders, last year, as well as their running back, Chuba Hubbard. So I think that Brooks has a shot at stealing this backfield and being relevant in fantasy football.
Yeah.
And he, I mean, Hubbard finished as RB26 last year.
Yeah, so they want more production.
They do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He was the first running back off the board, too. Real quick to interrupt this, Jamie is on the clock. Who do you like between Brian Thomas or Ladd McConkey? Love them both, so can't decide. I'm a big Brian Thomas fan. I love the landing spot for him. Is that what you were thinking?
What my gut was saying.
Yeah, there. We're going to talk about them both a little bit, but Brian Thomas for me, for sure. Another winner at the running back is Ezekiel Elliott, because the Cowboys decided not to draft anybody.
That is just mind-boggling to me that they didn't draft a running back.
Yes. And no Tony Pollard.
No.
And so now Zeke is back. And Pollard finished RB15 last year. Mm-hmm. And keep in mind, in 2022 with Dallas, Zeke was RB19, but in 2021 as the main guy, he was RB6. Now, I'm not saying he's going to be RB6. Don't get me wrong. But he still has value. And he's still relevant as a featured back. I don't think Rico Dowdle is going to jump into his time too much. And last year on the Patriots, when Ramondre Stevenson was hurt, Zeke did have some really nice games of 11.2, 16.5, 23.5. He averaged 8.8 points a week and like for the whole year in a backup role. So as a starter, he might be able to do something.
I'd like to point out that's a positive thing that we said about kind of relating to the Patriots, Cody.
Yeah, that Zeke had some good games.
He had some good games for the Patriots. All right, let's talk about some losers. And I'm just going to...
How dare you call them losers?
Throw it out there, Kyren Williams. We talked about Williams a lot this past season, and I'm sure people were probably super excited to get Kyren Williams at a great value last year. However, the Rams drafted Blake Corum, who I think is definitely going to eat into Kyren Williams' workload.
Yeah, he might not take over, but he'll eat into it.
Yeah, I think he's going to eat into it. So Kyren finished as RB6 last year, which probably, I mean, it would have, for me, heightened the excitement.
Right.
For those who are able to pick him up and in keeper leagues or dynasty, like get him at a low value.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think we're going to see him finish as RB6 again.
No,
with this pickup or draft pick of Blake Corum.
Yeah, no, I agree. And I was a fool all year saying that Kyren wouldn't be able to continue his production.
You drove me nuts.
And he did. And now I look a little bit smart because I stayed away from him. He'll still be decent, but
you're
he
just
won't
looking
be
out
as
on
good.
Losing the production fantasy wise.
Right. I want to talk about Marshawn Lloyd, another guy that Colby Dant said he loved him, despite the fact that he went to a pass-happy offense at USC just to play with Caleb Williams. But now he's going to the Packers. He's going to sit behind Josh Jacobs unless Jacobs gets hurt. And, you know, the Packers, as far as losers, I guess, A.J. Dillon, too, who re-signed with them. I think this is Josh Jacobs and then Marshawn Lloyd. I think A.J. Dillon just takes a real back seat sitting on that bench.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah.
All right. Now, another loser, the Dolphins running backs, like the whole squad. Okay.
All of them.
All of them. They drafted Jalen Wright out of Tennessee. Now they have Raheem Mostert. They re-signed him to a one-year deal. They also have Devon Achan, rookie from last year who had some pretty big games for them. Jeff Wilson is also still on the team. So this is a crowded backfield with Jalen Wright. Mostert did finish as RB2. I don't know if we're going to see him get back to that. It's too many backs.
Yeah. Now, and Mostert, Achan, Wilson, I mean, I won't say Achan has an injury history, but he did get injured last year. Mostert, Wilson, injury history. Jalen Wright might be the one guy that comes in here and steals it because of injuries. We don't want to predict injuries. We don't want guys to get injured and everything. But no, I think in general, unless it's a real later round pick, I'm staying away from these guys because it is very crowded. I don't know. We saw last year, one day it was Mostert. The next weekend it was Achan.
It's hard to know. Like you can't necessarily always predict which of the backs are gonna
go off.
Be the dominant one.
Yeah.
Week to week.
Agreed. Another guy that I feel bad for as a Iowa State Cyclone, former Iowa State Cyclone, Breece Hall. We feel bad for him. He's still going to own the Jets backfield. Don't get me wrong, but they drafted stud Braylon Allen, who will likely take away some short yardage work, in my opinion. I mean, this is a guy who had double digit touchdowns in the last 3 years, each of the last 3 years at Wisconsin. He's going to steal some of that goal line work, some of the short yardage stuff. And he can catch the ball a little bit too, but that's going to probably be more of Hall's specialty. Mm-hmm. Hall finished his RB4 in a half PPR league. And that's his ceiling, in my opinion. I don't think he ever touches that again. He's not going to go higher than that. And with Braylon Allen in town to vulture touchdowns from him, I'm thinking the RB 10 to 12 range. I still think he'll be productive.
He's still a really good, talented back.
Still good, but this definitely hurt his value compared to where he was last year, in my opinion. So I want to talk about wide receivers, but I have to talk about... Or I don't have to talk about. I have to show you this clip that I threw together. You were on vacation, so you didn't get to see a ton of the social media stuff getting posted around.
I pretty much was disconnected.
Yeah.
Which it was great.
But there are two rookies who have instantly become my favorites just based on their press conferences and everything. And I just remembered we have a sound problem, so you're not even going to get to hear it. So I'll have to show you later.
You're like, you're going to wait to see this podcast.
Tonight. I know. I checked our settings and it's set right. I don't know what's going on with the sound, but anyways, this is good stuff.
How y'all doing? I can't play no guitar, man. I could do a few little strings. I don't know what I'm doing. It's just fun. It's just relaxing. I eat Waffle House so much at nighttime. I had the cook's numbers pinned on my message.
Did they take you into the stadium and show you around and name on the scoreboard any of that earlier?
Yeah, I scored 3 imaginary touchdowns. Hey, it was 30 seconds. That was quick. That's a record.
What do you know about Buffalo wings?
I taste them thing in the cafeteria. Yeah, they fire. And I could golf a little bit now. Like I said, I'm Tiger Wish he could. I wish I could golf for real, but I could drive pretty good. Putting in, it's all right.
Y'all have a great day. Yeah, I can grab some of them.
Oh, they're great. They're fire. If you're making me eat,
we can go half.
All right, fine. We'll go half.
That's a lot of sugar.
Man, I've had like 3 of
them. She had 3 of
them. I've been up and down.
Her husband's had 4.
Yeah. He had to say that. Nah, man, you forgot I went to school in Michigan for 2 years? You, guess where I got this from, though? I'm saying you gotta guess. You're gonna be wrong, though, but guess.
Tommy Izzo.
Nah. Macy's. What you mean? They be on sale on the rack, all the colors. Look, $79.89. Nice little deal. You can get the trench coat for like $100. Nice little, I'll take you there personally. I might go get some more colors. I need a blue one and another red one. I shop like my mama. I get my coats in the summertime. you got to shop a season or two before, just in case, you know, and it be cheaper. Because you go at Thanksgiving, everybody in Thanksgiving, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, no, man. I woke up ready, man. I got a call right after I got dressed. They was coming to pick me up at 9:30 in the morning. I told them I'm going to be ready.
What was that feeling like when you got the call? Because I saw the emotion in your face in the video, but what were those emotions?
Overly excited my whole time, and I really was trying to hold my tears in for real, man. I told my folks I wasn't going to crack. I was trying to be a tough guy, but man, I was really overexcited.
Your accent has garnered a lot of attention. Have you seen what they've been saying about your accent and how much people really love it?
Oh, yeah, man. They've been dragging it all over social media. I just tell folk, man, they really just ain't never heard nobody talk for money.
I'm from South Carolina, so I get it. Do you have any nicknames? Do people from home call you a certain?
They call me Zabra.
Zabra?
Zabra.
Zabra.
Yeah.
Okay.
Where did that come from? How did that originate?
Say what's
up? How did that originate?
Oh, I don't know. My cousins, they just started calling me at this store.
I love those guys. They're fantastic. Xavier Leggett's accent, his southern drawl, I should say, not accent.
It's something.
All right. I'll tell you what. And then Keon Coleman is just a character. Where'd you get this coat? I don't know. Tom Izzo. Nah, Macy's. What you mean? cracked my shit up. I don't know. I just laughed so hard watching those. Let's start with the winners, with Keon Coleman, who lands with Josh Allen, will step into Stephon Diggs' spot. Now, we heard Colby Dant. I feel like I keep bringing Colby up. You must not have listened to him as much. But I did listen to him. And he said he saw flashes of Keon Coleman being one of the best receivers in the league last year. Now, that's a lot coming from, you know, we got Marvin Harrison, Roma Dunze, Malik Nabers. But anyways, he's about to feast in this offense, in my opinion. Last year, Diggs finished as wide receiver 10. He's gone. Coleman's now going to get some of those same looks and targets. Plus, between Diggs and Gabe Davis, who is now gone, that's 241 targets gone off the team that Coleman will compete with newcomer Curtis Samuel. But I think Coleman's going to get the majority of those. Like, he's going to get the higher end of those. So I just love the landing spot for Keon Coleman. I've already drafted him in a rookie draft, and I think he's going to be really good. Plus, you got Josh Allen thrown to you.
I know, Josh Allen. Yeah. That you could have stopped there.
Yeah, right.
All right. I've got Marvin Harrison Jr. Marvinson. Gotta say that now.
You said it right. I'm a little surprised.
I did say his name right this time. I have practiced. I am not gonna say Marvinson again unless I mean to. All right. He was drafted by the Cardinals. And this is the landing spot we predicted for him.
Yeah.
And I think it's a great landing spot. In 14 games, Marquise Brown had 101 targets, and he's gone now. Mm-hmm. Somebody has to take those targets. Trey McBride, their tight end, was first in targets with 106. And I think that Marvin Harrison is going to exceed that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's going to be a stud. I love the landing spot as well. Now, if you listened, you weren't here, but if you listened to my pre-draft show where I gave out some of the best bets, because we're going to be working a little more of betting into our show, I gave out first four to be Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels, Drake May, Marvin Harrison Jr. at +110. Listen to me, you made some money. Mm-hmm. Just want to throw that out there. The other guy already said I was excited about Xavier Leggett. He's got a real shot at being a wide receiver too on this team. I know it's a Bryce Young-led team, but I think he could have a good career. I think he could have a good season even this season. This is a guy that Steve Smith said was one of the best wide receivers not being talked about in this draft. Steve Smith, former Panther himself, he knows wide receivers. And this does kind of put Jonathan Mingo, last year's draft pick, in the loser section. But he's got Deontay Johnson, Adam Thielen, who's getting older, and Xavier Leggett. I think it's Deontay Johnson and Xavier Leggett that exceed here. Adam Thielen might still have some good games, but he is getting older. We saw him slow at the end of the year there. So yeah, it will be hit and miss. And I just, as far as long-term value, I love Xavier Leggett. I think he's going to have a good career.
Great. I've got Jermaine Burton out of Alabama. He was drafted by the Bengals, and he's going to take Tyler Boyd's spot. Teams are going to be focusing on Jamar Chase and T. Higgins, I think that Burton should get some good opportunities.
Yeah.
Boyd didn't really go crazy last year. He finished at wide receiver 51 with 98 targets. And I think that Burton will be a good flex piece for this offense, despite that.
Yeah, yeah, I agree. He's not going to be your wide receiver one that you draft, but he's an excellent flex piece in a fast-moving offense.
Mm-hmm.
A guy that Jamie was talking about, who says he might struggle to get downfield with Young getting the ball out too quickly. Bryce Young is my one hesitancy about Legette, because if you've listened to us since last year's draft, you know I'm not a Bryce Young fan. I don't think he's going to exceed. He's going to look really good in the UFL, but I don't think he's going to succeed in the NFL at all. But yeah, my next winner, a guy that we were talking about, Roman Wilson, who you traded Gardner Minshew away for. I think he's a winner just based on his landing spot. The Steelers have George Pickens, but after that, they don't have a lot of options. Roman Wilson's going to beat out guys like Van Jefferson, Quez Watkins, Denzel Mims. He's going to be second in targets behind George Pickens. Deontay Johnson was traded to the Panthers. Wilson will take over his spot, and he finished wide receiver 43 last year, and that was with guys like Kenny Pickett throwing to him.
Mm-hmm.
This should be a better offense with Russell Wilson and Justin Fields. Now, based on the draft, I do kind of think they're going to run the shit out of the ball. They drafted some big boys on the offensive line, but Russell Wilson or Justin Fields, who, by the way, there's been talk he'll be kick returning, by the way. Blows my mind.
Just can't believe what's happening with
I saw a little shot at us Bears fans who were saying we needed to keep Justin Fields, and now he may be returning kicks. But
it's such a waste of potential. I do still feel like Justin Fields has so much potential.
Agreed.
And that the Bears were not using him to his full potential. We weren't relying on his talents. He is a great rushing quarterback.
Do you remember the movie Training Day with Denzel Washington?
Yes.
Okay. There's a spot. There's a thing at the end where people are like surrounding him and he's like, you motherfuckers. I saw a clip of it said Justin Fields to the Bears after he sees them surround Caleb Williams with all this talent. Now that they brought in Keenan Allen, Roma Dunze, Gerald Everett. And he's like, you motherfuckers. We never gave him a lot of talent except DJ Moore. And he was really good throwing to DJ Moore, but anyways, even if it's Russell Wilson, who I think will be the starter at first, Roman Wilson, Wilson to Wilson, is going to be a good connection.
Yes. I've also got Troy Franklin, who was drafted by the Broncos. With all the question marks swarming around the Broncos and the quarterback they drafted, I think that Troy Franklin gets a great landing spot just based on the fact that his college quarterback, Bo Nix, will be throwing to him. And they've already got that good rapport, the chemistry. They know each other well. So I think that this is a great spot for him. And I feel like it gives him that relevancy in fantasy football just because of that. And then you also have the fact that Jerry Jeudy was traded away and he finished wide receiver 50 last year, and he was second in targets for the Broncos.
Yeah, so you got targets to fill.
Mm-hmm.
And that familiarity, I like it. Ladd McConkey lands with the Chargers, where they don't have a lot of other options. Though I do think they're going to run the ball a lot.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to have some opportunities to compete right away. Same with Brennan Rice, who lands with them. A lot of talk that Brennan Rice, Jerry Rice's son, could be this year's Puka Nacua, a guy that slides to the end of drafts, gets drafted, and then puts up these big numbers. Had a really good career at USC. I like the landing spot for both of them because it's a team that's looking to replace 246 targets with Keenan Allen, who was wide receiver 8 last year, to the Bears now. Mike Williams, who was injured after just a few games last year, but he did have targets. And tight end Gerald Everett, ironically, also on the Bears. It's like we took pieces of the Chargers to hopefully be better.
Yeah, it's crazy. That offense is just
gone.
Clean slate.
Yeah. Austin Eckler also gone. It's a completely different offense. Justin Herbert's still there, but yeah, different offense.
All right. I've also got Brian Thomas being a winner here, drafted by the Jags. He's going to take over the spot that was left on the team by Calvin Ridley. And I think there's a good chance he might even perform better. Ridley did finish as wide receiver 17 and had 136 targets last year. However, their top wide receiver, Christian Kirk, was out for 5 games.
True.
Still, I think that Brian Thomas has he landed great. He landed in a great spot. And could end up around that wide receiver 15 to 20 range right away.
Yeah. Going to answer Jamie's question real quick here. For Dynasty, would you rather have McCarthy or May? So our resident Patriot fan, Cody Zeeb, said that he thinks May's ceiling is Josh Allen.
So that's
a lot there.
Mm-hmm. That's not the first time I've heard that either.
Yeah. And for McCarthy, I mean, he's going to have Justin Jefferson, Jordan Addison, TJ Hawkins, and he's got great weapons. We have not seen him in an offense where he's throwing the ball a lot. I think he's held back a little bit, but we kept hearing this. Well, if he had thrown the ball more in college, then he would be, you know, a top two pick. Well, if my aunt had a dick, she'd be an uncle. If he'd thrown it a lot, maybe he would have more experience. I don't understand why that's relevant. Like, I just don't get it. Justin, sorry.
And if it helps you, I mean, maybe it doesn't help you. Maybe it makes you go the other way, but I drafted Drake May.
Yeah, I've drafted him actually as mm-hmm. well. And I traded up because I didn't want to get stuck with JJ McCarthy. I don't fully buy into his talent at this point. Let's roll through these losers real quick, starting with DJ Moore. Kills me to say that. I love DJ Moore, but and I don't think he's going to have a bad year, but there's already speculation that maybe the Bears have too many mouths to feed. He's concerned about his targets. And every time I see an interview with Caleb Williams, he mentions Keenan Allen. He mentions Rome Odunze. Now, last year, leading up to the draft, before Justin Fields was traded, DJ Moore kept saying, I'd rather have Fields than any of these rookies. Caleb Williams has a bit of an ego.
He does.
I have a feeling he's DJ Moore is so
talented
that
we can't let. Oh, they've got to work it out.
Yeah,
I feel like there. I do. I feel like there's like this underlying drama there. Mm-hmm. If you read between the lines, and it's not.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't like it.
We should. We're supposed to have elevated quarterback play. I hope we do. But I just with Keenan Allen and Rome Odunze there, and you got Cole Kmet, Gerald Everett. D'Andre Swift, who can catch out of the backfield. I don't think DJ Moore is going to get the 136 targets he had last year.
No, I do think that this offense, this awesome offense that I'm excited about.
Yeah, right.
does hurt his fantasy value.
Yeah, all of them to an extent. Mm-hmm. Now, it might end up being this high-flying offense where you just want a piece of it, no matter who it is. I could see that happening. I just don't have the same expectations of DJ Moore finishing as wide receiver 8 like he did last year.
I'm not saying this because we now have two Chargers players, but like you want a piece of that, but you used to want a piece of that Chargers offense, and I had them all.
You had, you
and,
it, have
and
them
I
all.
Started them all, and I did great. Like, do you know what I mean? Yeah. If you could have an offense where you can rely on all those key players for fantasy relevancy, and it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
But all right, I've also got Malik Nabers, and this really depends on if Janiel Dones.
Yeah, he said he got to talk a little bit to Janiel Dones.
Whether that was on purpose or not, is it like a word slip like my Marvinson Jr., right. You know, or was he saying something there? Either way, like, I don't think he was too happy about his landing spot.
He hasn't looked it.
And maybe he's just a guy who doesn't get excited.
That could be.
But he'll be the wide receiver 1. Last year, the wide receiver 1 for the Giants was Darius Slayton, who had 770 yards and 4 touchdowns. Nabers is much more talented, but I still don't know if it will be enough for him to produce this year.
Yeah, no, I agree. But if you think about it, the Chargers ended up taking a tackle. A lot of mocks had Malik Nabers going to the Chargers. Would you rather catch passes from Justin Herbert or Daniel Jones?
Yeah, we go from Daniel Jones to Dan Jones. Now we're at Daniel.
Daniel, yeah, Daniel Jones. Just let's breeze over tight ends real quick. We're just going to cover a couple of them. Mm-hmm. Ben Snott, I think it's a great landing spot on Washington, catching passes from Jaden Daniels. They've not had consistent tight end play for a while now. Logan Thomas last year finished as tight end 16. 78 targets. He usually can't stay healthy. I know they have Zach Ertz now, but he is older, also coming off injuries. Mm-hmm. Ben Snott, they compared him to Cole Kmet. And if he can live up to that and be kind of a Cole Kmet player who has finished as the tight end 7 and half PPR leagues each of the last 2 years, then I think he's going to be pretty good.
I've got a loser for you. Brock Bowers. Don't get me wrong. I think he'll still be good and put up numbers, but landing on the Raiders was less than ideal for him, especially since the Raiders just drafted Michael Mayer last year. And as we said earlier, his quarterback is either going to be Aiden O'Connell or Gardner Minshew. And I just don't know that if either of those really benefit him.
It was a weird pick. It really was. Mm-hmm. I had hoped he would fall to the Bengals. The Colts might have been good. But to go to the Raiders was just, it was kind of weird. Jamie pointing out something about Penix going to the Falcons. I saw a ton of photos of dogs either peeing themselves or sitting in a corner shaking after hearing that the Falcons drafted another quarterback named Mike, as in Mike Vick.
That's awful. That's awful.
It is, but it was kind of funny too. Awful his actions, yes, but kind of funny. The internet won that one.
Okay. All right.
That's some of our winners and losers. I know there's a lot more. Mm-hmm. We're going, just like last year, we're going to cover every division. We're going to talk about all the starters. That's coming up in several weeks here. So
it's crazy already to fit all the divisions in.
You
got to start early. And
I think we need to find some fans like on our NFC North one, bring RD in because he's a Packer fan. for the Commanders, maybe get Moneyline Matt, get some of them on, even mm-hmm. if they come and just give us some of their best bets or they're here for the whole show. I think it'd be fun to have a third man in the booth, as we say on the UFL podcast. Not that you're a man, third person in the booth, second man, third person. There you go. I think it'd be fun to kind of bring some other people in. We got whiskey. We have some best bets and we have our giveaway to get.
Our giveaway, finally. The month of April, we were doing, if you listened to us, you heard about our giveaway. We have some awesome, awesome stuff to give away at the end of the show.
Yeah, yeah. Which I don't remember seeing Jamie's name on there, but I know Jamie is subscribed, active in the chat. So I've added Jamie to the list for the giveaway. So you will be on there as well. Let's talk about this whiskey. You're mm-hmm. going to talk about it, I assume, while I taste it.
I am. As I said earlier, we're drinking Willett Straight Rye Whiskey. I'm just getting in, Justin.
Yeah, go for it.
We are drinking Willett Straight Rye Whiskey. And I have wanted to try this for a long time. And your parents got it for me for my birthday this year.
Yeah.
So
we're getting easy to shop for because we both enjoy whiskey. Trying new whiskeys.
Yes.
Yeah, so it's easy to shop for us.
So this is their family estate bottled small batch rye that's aged in hand selected white oak barrels for 4 years and is bottled at cask strength. And this one was bottled at 109.8 proof.
Sorry. Jamie says, I have a Packer fan who does the Full Press Packers podcast named Kyle Senra. Kyle was on our show last year.
Yes, he was.
Came to talk about auction stuff because mm-hmm. usually in our preseason, we're talking mainly auctions. We're going to mix it up and do a little bit of everything this year. But yeah, Kyle was on last year.
Yeah.
Anyways, awesome. Back to whiskey.
Yes. So in the, you mentioned earlier, episode 67, we tried and reviewed the Willett Pot Still Reserve. And it is behind us, sitting behind you. So we, as always, I always bring you the history. We break down the history of the distillery, of the whiskey. So some of this, if you've listened before, will be a refresher for you and sound a little familiar. But the name Willett comes from the Willett family. And they've had many generations of master distillers dating back to the mid-1800s. So if you go to KentuckyBourbonWhiskey.com, that's Willett's site, there is extensive history on the Willett family dating back to 1684 before they were in distilling. So the Willett Distillery that's located in Bardstown, Kentucky, was founded in 1936. On the family farm by Thompson Willett, who was only 27 years old at the time. How amazing would it be?
I'm a little behind at
having... a little behind.
Yeah. Just 10 years behind.
Just a decade. But to be 27 and be on like owning your family's farm and starting up a distillery. In 1936, this was also just 3 years after the repeal of Prohibition. So I've got some other fun facts for you relating to Willett.
I love fun facts.
Yes, fun fact. The first batch of Kentucky bourbon produced by Willett was on St. Patrick's Day in 1937, and it was a batch of only 30 barrels.
That's small batch.
Small batch. Yes.
Getting back to the true small batch.
Well, that's not getting back to. This well, was back right. when.
Yeah, no, but that we were talking about.
Yes,
yeah. Yeah.
And then in the 1940s is when they introduced their old Bardstown Kentucky straight bourbon. It won a gold medal in 1964. And this was also the same year that Congress named bourbon America's native spirit. That was when they like said, this is, you know, bourbon can only be made in America.
Drinking bourbon. I'm just doing my part as an American.
Oh, gosh. Okay. So a
Did
little
you
more.
Serve? No, but I drank a lot of bourbon. Go ahead.
You're done.
Light them off.
So just a little bit more history here for you, and then we'll get into some other bourbons that they make that you might have heard of. And again, we're drinking their rye, not their bourbon, but they make a lot of bourbons. In 2008, they released what we're drinking now, the Willett Family Estate Rye. They released their Family Estate Bourbon and their Pot Still Reserve Bourbon in their signature pot still shaped bottle that's, again, sits behind us. And that bottle, I love it. It's what mm-hmm. drew me to trying it. And it was created using the blueprints of the distillery's original copper still.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm. Or pot still, copper pot still.
Yeah,
whatever.
Copper pot still. Yeah.
And then in 2011 is when the Willett Distillery opened its doors to the visitor center to welcome guests to tour the historic property. So I mentioned, you know, they make a lot of other whiskey, specifically bourbons. They have the Willett Estate Bottled Bourbon, which is a cask strength single barrel. They have Willett Wheat, Johnny Drum, Old Bardstown.
Johnny Drum, which Dylan Carney from Savage and Cook said was his favorite Willett product. So we need to try that sometime.
Well, they have, we need to ask him because they have, I think, Black Label. I don't know. They have something black and then they have Private. Something.
All right. Well, there's two different kinds. I trust his judgment when it comes to whiskey.
Yes, I do. I definitely do. So Old Bardstown, Noah's Mill, Rowan's Creek, Pierre, Kentucky, and Kentucky Vintage. So those are all Willett products made at the Willett Distillery.
All right. Do you know if this is made in a pot still or is this a regular still?
No, I think it.
Hang on. I should say, right?
It should, maybe. I know. So I know in 2008 when they released it, it wasn't made in the still that because when they did like in 2011 or 2012. Don't quote me on this, but it is on their site.
Miranda.
when they did some. Remodel, like restoring, I don't know, some upgrades to the distillery. They had a pot still and they started producing like the rye and the bourbon off of it.
Okay.
Off of a newer still. I don't know. Okay. So maybe I don't know. Don't
well,
quote me.
So I asked because on the nose, if you smell like some Irish mm-hmm. whiskeys that are made in a pot still, that's what I get from this, that pot still spice.
Now that you say that, so you made this in our old fashions. Mm-hmm. It has a very distinct flavor, so it really stands out, and mm-hmm. it's a higher proof, so it's gonna hold
right, yeah,
its own
109,
mm-hmm,
right?
109.8.
Yeah. Okay,
I think that might be kind of, I think you're onto something,
yeah. No, I mean, I get a lot of that pot still spice, mm-hmm. kind of a little bit of floral, and on the taste, I don't want to say till you taste while you're tasting, don't choke, but fun fact from Jamie. In some parts of Texas, it is illegal to cuss in front of a dead person. I really like that. I've read some of the weird laws that they that mm-hmm. are everywhere, and those always crack me up. So that's funny. What do you get off of it, or do you want me to read what I wrote?
I think you're
down?
Right about the pot still.
I get pot still spice, rice spice,
leather taste.
Leather. I smell tobacco. Leather. I didn't taste it. You get tobacco.
No, I think it's leather.
I got chocolate. Do you get any chocolate?
Sometimes when you taste chocolate, I'm tasting leather. I've noticed that. We've did this before. I don't remember what whiskey it was that we were trying. You're like, I get a chocolate taste. And I wasn't, but I think it was more leather.
The smell has a ton of leather. Now that you say it, that's what I'm smelling. Maybe it's not pot still. Maybe it smells like a brand new leather coat, but in a good way. I know some people go, I don't want to drink leather.
No, this is good. It tastes.
Oh, the smell of it is a lot of leather.
No, I think it has really good flavor. I think I can't smell it in the old fashioned, but I think that's what's standing out in the old fashioned.
The leather?
Leathery.
Yeah. I still get some chocolatey, like a baker's chocolate in the taste.
I don't get anything bitter off of it.
Try it again. Try it again. And think of chocolate, because then you're going to taste it. No, I was writing notes while you were talking about it. Chocolate and pot still rye spice.
As a chocolate connoisseur, which I'm just going to give myself that title.
Much better than me.
I don't
sweets
taste
aren't my thing. Yeah.
Well, you can get chocolate that's not sweet. Like,
I guess.
I'm not tasting chocolate. I'm not tasting.
No.
Mm-mm. It's leather.
You could be right. Actually, we're both right. If we've learned anything from distillers, no matter what you taste, you're right. Mm-hmm. Okay, the finish is a lot of leather. Maybe it's just in my head, but I just like...
It's the...
And there's a lot of... Yeah, I want
to breathe out some leather. Yeah. So as unappealing as we've just made this rye whiskey sound...
No. I'm in the best way.
Well, no, like, I've started liking like some of those more tobacco-y leather. Like, I don't really get tobacco from this. I know I said it, but it's not really tobacco. It's the leathery.
I'm the tobacco connoisseur.
I think I like this more in... the old fashioned.
Do you?
The neat, which is the opposite of how I usually have, how I've been liking.
Yeah. Things. I like it neat better than the old fashioned.
Really?
Yeah.
Tasting chocolate. If I was tasting chocolate out of this, yes.
You might be right. It might be more leather than chocolate. You might be convincing me, but it's definitely got a good flavor profile, mm-hmm. in my opinion.
Yeah.
Good flavor.
It's different for a rye. To me, this is different for a rye.
Yeah, you don't taste it and you go, oh, I'm drinking a rye for mm-hmm. sure. Like, it is different.
There is some, like, underlying spice there, mm-hmm. but it's not... Usually when you're tasting a rye, the spice is really what hits you, and that's what I really enjoy about ryes. Yeah.
It has some heat. You're not getting any heat?
I'm not saying not heat, but the spice. Okay, just not spicy. Spice taste. Okay. It's a complex rye,
mm-hmm.
but it's not, like, your typical spice. Normally when... you drink a rye, you get that spice. Spice doesn't always equate to heat.
If I was a gambling man, and I am, I would bet this is made in a pot still.
We're going to find out.
We'll look it up.
When I was...
Even if I have to reach out to him, we'll find out. But I will bet this is a pot still.
I didn't see that online. But again, I guess if we can't find it on their site, we'll reach out.
I'll reach out to him, yeah. If I was a gambling man, which I am, I would say, which actually brings... me up to a good point.
Yes,
this is good. You like it better than the old fashioned. I like it straight.
I think because it makes it stands out in the old fashioned and makes the old fashioned so unique. I think you could really play up your old fashioned using some different bitters with it.
Cocoa bitters,
maybe cocoa bitters.
I think cocoa bitters would be good with that. Yeah,
cherry bitters.
Yeah, yeah, maybe both. Let's go crazy.
Let's do it. A chocolate cherry old fashioned. With this.
Yes.
With Will It Rye.
I think that'd be really good. We're going to have to try that.
Let's do it.
All right.
Look at that.
Speaking of a betting man, we are. So if you followed me, I know you weren't there, but if you followed me and Moneyline on the NFL Gambling Podcast.
This is like the millionth time during this episode. They're like, you weren't there, but I know you weren't there, or you didn't listen to this, but
you know what? There. How you many, got to go to Oregon pokes, and I didn't.
How many times can you jab me verbally on this podcast?
You were at the ocean and I was here in Iowa.
I know. I was zenning
dodging
out.
Dodging tornadoes.
Hey, that day I was not relaxed that evening. I was glued to to my phone watching the radar.
Me?
As they said, tornado after tornado after tornado was headed your way.
Yes.
And I was freaking out.
Me, the dog, and the cat were huddled in the gross, unfinished part of the basement. We have a nicer part of the basement, but it's not, it's a, what, three-quarter basement? So you have to go to the center block spot. No, there's windows, so it's three quarters.
Basements usually have the windows at the top.
I guess.
The walls.
Well, anyways, that's not the safe spot to be. The safe spot
is... We have a walkout.
Yeah.
So.
The safe spot is back in the unfinished area, and me, the cat, and the dog were huddled there, all shaking. As, like you said, here's another tornado moving this way. And
it was awful.
It was.
And after having the EF4 tornado last year.
That was a 5, wasn't it?
EF5. It was a 5. I feel like. No, it wasn't. Yeah, was it?
My mother corrected me on that.
Well, it feels like it was last year. We came within a half a mile of our house.
We literally were looking Look at those
clouds. Those idiot people outside on our deck trying to just, I just wanted to see the tornado because I knew it was south of town.
Yeah.
And we weren't seeing it, but we knew it had to be. And then we realized what we were looking at was the tornado because it was like half a mile wide. It was awful.
Yeah.
It was awful.
Did you know that lobsters communicate when they pee?
What?
Jamie says lobsters communicate when they with pee. Communicate by urinating at each other with the bladders on each side of their heads. I did. He's thinking of fun facts now. love it. Anyways, what I was getting at were that I used to be a co-host with Moneyline Mac of the NFL Gambling Podcast. We've pumped the brakes on that a little bit because the SGP, the main podcast, I mean, they put out a ton of NFL content. And if you have a choice, that's where you should go because those guys are just, they've been betting for years.
Yes, John and Kramer know what they're talking about.
Oh my gosh. They give, and I'm not saying we were giving out bad bets by any means. Moneyline and I were both over 60%. I'm just saying those are the guys that like, they are the experts. But so that's been put on pause. And with that, we're going to add a little bit of best bet section to our podcast.
Best bets.
And we're going to relate it to whatever we're talking about. So today was rookies. So why don't we talk a little offensive rookie of the year?
Yes. And I'm going to give out Caleb Williams plus 200.
And if I know you don't bet a lot.
I don't.
I bet a lot.
Well, a lot by meaning like I don't.
I hit a soccer bet last night that I don't even think I told you about my one soccer bet. I'll tell you after the pod. It's not relevant right now.
Okay.
I missed out on a 115-1 by one person, which, as you know, seems to be a thing for me. I miss by one. But anyways, plus 200, if you're not familiar with betting, if you bet, we'll put it in easy terms, $10, you win 20 plus your $10 back. That's what plus 200 is. Mm-hmm. So you would win $30 on this bet if it hits. And what is the bet?
So he is the favorite to win at plus 200. Everything is set up for him to succeed. He just has to show up. This is a narrative driven award. So
it is, yeah.
I worry if the Bears like don't make the playoffs, he won't get it. However, if Caleb Williams is the quarterback Chicago has been looking for forever.
Yes.
with all of the weapons they have for him, he should win this award.
Yeah, no, I agree. We're making the playoffs. Book it.
Bet.
This is the first time the Bears have been favored to have a winning season since I think it said 2000.
Well, I mean, we took 11? Half the Chargers offense, offensive weapons. And,
2011, I think.
We're really set up. I'm excited about our offense.
Yeah.
I'm excited about it.
Last year, the defense was a top tier defense after we traded for Montez Sweat.
And it hadn't been, we hadn't been in a while.
Yeah.
So we have a great looking team on paper.
Yeah. Well, sorry, Packers fans, but I'm hoping as a Bears fan.
I'm not sorry to any Packers fans out there.
Touche. We're not sorry, Artie.
or my family.
Or your family. Don't say your extended family because your Uncle Brent will have a cow. I'm going to give out one more. I have already placed my bet on Caleb Williams. As a betting person who places bets, I've already placed Caleb Williams. He's going to win Offensive Rookie of the Year. But when everybody is plus money, you could bet two and still win money. So I could bet $10 on Caleb Williams, win my 30. I can bet another $10 and still have a profit of 10, I guess. If it loses,
you're back. The backup bet.
My backup bet is Jaden Daniels plus 650. So if that wins, you get $75 if you're doing your $10 bet. I don't know. Caleb Williams is my, like I said, my bet, but another option, Jaden Daniels, he's going to be the starter. We already know that they've gotten rid of Sam Howell. It's Jaden Daniels' offense. They have new offensive coordinator Cliff Kingsbury, who was decent as an OC. He was bad as an NFL head coach, but he was pretty good as an offensive coordinator. He's worked with guys like Kyler Murray. Jaden Daniels, not as small as Kyler Murray, but moves around like he does. And Daniels has, I mean, he's got Terry McLaurin, Jahan Dotson, Luke McCaffrey, Christian McCaffrey's brother. I don't like that anytime they talk about Luke McCaffrey, the best thing they say about him is, well, it's Christian McCaffrey's brother. Yeah, we know, but what did he do at Rice? Zach Ertz, Ben Snott. Austin Eckler is a commander now, which is weird to think about. And like you said, it's a narrative-based award, right? the Commanders were 4-13 last year. So if they win, let's say 8 games, maybe they even push the, I think Jalen Hurts is taking a step back. I don't like the Eagles offense or team anymore. I think he's taking a step back. Dak Prescott has been blowing the game since he's been in the league, basically. What if the Commanders make a push to those guys? Jaden Daniels is going to be right up there in the talks with Offensive Rookie of the Year. And at plus 650 right now, I think it's a really good price.
Mm-hmm.
So
take a chance on it.
$10 for 75. Yes, please.
Okay.
Yes, please. Let's get to our giveaway, shall we?
Yes, absolutely.
All right. Let me see. I am going to present share screen. I'm a little slow with technology sometimes. So please forgive me. Okay.
Never mind. I was going to say, you're like the new person at work who's never used Teams and presented.
Somebody's never used Teams?
No, like when that happens.
Oh, okay.
Like, have you not had that happen at your work?
I don't think so.
Okay. Just never mind.
Never mind. I just realized we have to know how many times we're spinning. So let me go over the entries again real quick. Oh, you're counting for mm-hmm. me. Perfect. And I also need to... bear with me, people. I'm an organized mess, as nobody says.
I just want to point out, this was your job.
You had one job.
You were designated the running point on this giveaway.
So if you want to see all the stuff, we do have a short on our YouTube, but we have certified autographed jerseys. Now, these are from Pristine Auction, so they're not your NFL jersey, but they are a actual autograph. Darren Waller, Jackson Smith and Jigba, Frank Gore, Travis Etienne's Clemson jersey, Emmanuel Forbes. There's a couple of those. I should have written down how many. There's two. D'Andre Swift, James Cook, Billy Thompson, Broncos legend, and Cole Kelly. And then we have mini helmets, J.K. Dobbins, Eclipse version back here, and Tyler. 12
giveaways.
Okay, 12 giveaways. And my pen is dying. So how this is going to work, we're going to spin it. And the first person is going to get the first draft pick. And you get to, this is in celebration of the draft. You get to pick out of those items which one you want. Second person gets pick of the what's left. Third, fourth, et cetera, et cetera. Let me shuffle your lucky number 4 times.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, catch up, computer. 4. Oh boy, this is scary.
It is scary watching this.
If we crash and burn on the YouTubes, I'll record this. But let's go with our first spin here. There we go. Are you documenting?
Nice. I need a second.
Well, okay. We don't have a second.
Yep, 1.
Nice.
Really? Yes. Memorabilia?
What's memorabilia.
Memorabilia.
Autographed stuff. How about that?
Swag.
It's second one. We're spinning now. Almost there. Brandon O gets second. Luckily, I was supposed to remove Brandon. Hang on 1 second. Oh, the dog is mad at me for not removing Brandon, apparently. She is growling over there.
Aspen keeps us honest.
Yeah. Now, I know, did I even say? Yeah, I said Frank Gore. I know Nick Fortune and Rod Villagomez are really hoping for that Frank Gore jersey. Mm-hmm. So both huge 49ers fans. And the next person is...
Oh, just about Greg again.
Wow, Greg's getting posed here. R. Velez. Remove. Catch up with me, computer. All right, 4th draft pick. And we'll be reaching out. We have everybody's contact information, so we will reach out.
Ooh.
E-Croc, what was your...
Ooh?
You don't know? I'm not sure. It just
making
good.
This exciting.
5th draft pick is going to be Jamie P. Jamie, I don't have your contact information. So if you could reach out to us at Old Fashioned FB or JMark Football with your Twitter handle if you have mm-hmm. Twitter. Otherwise, just get in contact with us. And the computer froze. Oh, there we go. So the mouse in the sequence.
It is scary. We really need to stop talking about upgrading our computer and just.
I did tell the UFL guys that we need to start a GoFundMe for me to get a new computer. Jamie P has the fifth draft pick. And how many did we say? 12?
12.
Oh, Greg. So close. Greg.
Oh, Greg got it.
Greg Kajewski. If you don't have Better Edge, download Better Edge and check them out. Great app. Awesome stuff there for anybody that likes to bet. You're basically betting kind of a peer-to-peer type thing. Dylan is next. We got a couple more here. Number 8 pick in the draft. Picking kind of the bottom half of stuff, but you don't know who people are going to want. Rain Q. Thank you for keeping track of all this, by the way.
Oh, absolutely. That I'm the organized one of us. That I don't know why I let you organize this.
Fair enough. Oh, man. She's going to be bummed if the Ravens helmet is not there. Big Mark Andrews fan, a cancer survivor, and part of Toilets to Trophy. No. What is part of? Trophy Smack. That's it. Trophy Smack.
Okay.
I knew I could think of it.
You just butchered it a little bit.
Just a little bit. Toilets to Titles is what I almost said.
Yeah.
Matthew W. is next. Number 11. We got two more.
Got two more people. Come on. Two more.
Who we got here? These are the people that are going to get that Cole Kelly jersey that nobody's going to want. Adam Babb. His name was Adam Babcock. I didn't want to type cock on there.
What's wrong with you? All right. Continue.
I'm trying. I hit remove. It's thinking about it. There we go.
Our last draft pick.
Mr. or Mrs. in the draft, who will probably take the Cole Kelly jersey, and we froze. Oh.
And we're freezing again. Oh.
Vreeland. All right.
All right. We will be reaching out. We'll have this posted too on social media so you guys can see that. And we'll be reaching out to all of you.
Absolutely. No whammy. Jamie said, love it. Wah, wah. We're going to reach out and give it some time. If you're kind, if you're later in the draft pick, obviously give it a little bit of time because I have to get an answer from City of what they want. Then Brandon, then Arvelas, then B. Croc, then Jamie, then Greg, Dylan, Rain Q, Kelly and Phoenix, Matthew W, Adam Babcock, and then Vreeland. We got to get everybody's answers first before we continue to the next person to know what's left.
Yes.
Mr. Dime, we really appreciate the support as we try to grow. If you were unfamiliar with us before, we talk fantasy football, whiskey, and now little best bets. We are going to have more giveaways. We actually talked to Breckenridge Distillery, and they said, hey, if you're doing another giveaway, let us know, because we'd love to get in on that.
Breckenridge is the official whiskey of the Denver Broncos.
Yeah, so they might have some Broncos gear or Breckenridge gear, something like that. So that was really nice of them. And they have really good whiskey.
Very good.
We interviewed their founder, Brian Nolt. If you have not seen that,
something
go check it out.
To the water that is used to make whiskey. And they use water right off of the...
Off the streams of Breckenridge.
Yeah. And... Yeah. I honestly, it's not a gimmick. It gives their whiskey a characteristic.
Well, it's not
a character. Why am I stumbling?
A special characteristic?
Yeah.
It's just a character. And I guess Brian probably knows a thing or two about science, given that he's a doctor.
Yes.
Probably learned some science-y things. I suppose
distilling is science. There's a science to it.
Yeah, I know for sure. I remember when we interviewed him, he was like talking about the science stuff. He's like, oh, I can figure that out. That's that part I'm not worried about. But yeah, anyways, Miranda, do you have anything else to add?
No, I'm good.
We're gonna be back next week talking about I think we're gonna do our 10 commandments of auction.
Already
football.
We're already gonna do that.
Well, so normally I was looking at our past episodes. Normally we jump to the division previews, And then it's almost like we panic right before people are grafting and go, oh shit, we should give them some auction information.
I just think so, we might need to discuss this offline, Justin.
Okay, we can discuss it offline.
But regardless, we're going to be bringing you some great content next week. So yes. Make sure you don't miss us.
Yes. If you are a fantasy football content creator, reach out to us about being part of the roundtables that we're doing every month. That's a lot of fun getting together with other creators, and we kind of take a seat back and just play host and get everybody else's information.
It's like a game show. We're like, it is hosting.
Kinda, yeah. Yeah. Which is a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. 95 people checking us out right now. Make sure you give us the thumbs up. We appreciate the thumbs up. That helps. Go to Apple or Spotify and leave a review. That helps a lot. And nothing else for you. Mm-hmm. How's your old fashioned doing over there?
Almost gone. It is not officially gone. I can't say that. It's almost gone.
Almost gone. That's close enough. This computer is struggling, but going once, going twice.
Sold.
But I can't get to the end music. Oh, new music now. I forgot. It's just not playing. I don't know what you want me to do.
We're a hot mess. This has gone. Our podcast has gone off the rails.
It's the computer.
And
oh, it might be playing.
We might be talking over it.
Whether you're shopping for grads, getting an early gift for dad, or just looking for a little something new or used for your shelf, you'll find it at HPB. And you'll get almost everything for an extra 20% off during the big sale at Half Price Books this Memorial Day weekend. Saturday, May 25th through Monday, May 27th, save big in-store at your local Half Price Books and at HPB.com. Offer cannot be combined with other coupons. Exclusions apply. To learn more, visit HPB.com.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
The South Dakota Stories, Volume 5. South Dakota seemed like the perfect place to unplug. But I ended up connecting to the world around me. A world where each sunset was painted. Where I felt adventures pulse with every step. And where cold water trickling, pine swaying, and grunting bison became my favorite soundtracks. I just wish I didn't have to leave. There's so much South Dakota. So little time.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley. For the love of home.